Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insiders calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. JLC, what's up, dude? How are you?
I like that.
I'm doing well now. Somebody there knows me. Playing the special.
Mayo.
Let's go.
Yeah, that
all
was.
Right.
What's up, Jay?
That was Landfill taking
care
of
you. What's
right
going
there
on, B-Mitch? Yeah, Shelly somebody Bobby knows me. I love it.
Dude, I want to go around the league with you, but you are boots on the ground in Baltimore. We are here in Ashburn, your old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
This is a big game, and it's not a big game for, like, the normal, oh, the Ravens are going to beat up on the Burgundy and Gold.
Right.
Washington's coming up there with a team that can play. What do you think?
I think it should be a hell of a football game. Consider me with the public on this one. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think it's going to be fun. I think both these defenses are going to have their hands full. I think the Ravens, well, I mean, I'm not going to, like, not telling anything, you know, no breaking news, but, you know, I think the Ravens have the deeper team. I think the Ravens have the better team. The Ravens are more equipped to, excuse me, to find ways to win games in different ways over a larger period of time. So I think the Ravens are going to win this football game, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I wouldn't feel comfortable laying the 6.5. But I think when push comes to shove, and again, I don't fancy either defense, but I think Washington's defense is going to get pretty, maybe exposed a little bit more than Baltimore's when it's all said and done.
Well, the Ravens normally have a very good defense. I couldn't say it that defense looks like the ones like they normally have. What is it about the defense that they're lacking compared to what they used to have?
Their game day play caller,
wow,
who was also their D coordinator, for my money, one of the best secondary coaches of players and scheme in the NFL, and Denard Wilson, who now has, I believe, the second-ranked defense in the NFL in yards per pass with the Titans. Their ringleader up front, Anthony Weaver's now running Miami's defense.
Yeah.
The tall order for Zach Gore. You know, when Mike McDonald took over here, everybody wanted Wink Martindale out of town. You know, if you want to blitz 60% of the time and leave, you know, backup corners on an island against, you know, Cooper Kupp and stuff like that, like, you can do it. But when that blitz stops getting home, brother, you know, and Joe Burrow is hanging 550 on you, like, without even, you know, breaking a sweat, you probably have to go. So McDonald came in, and it was like a real reboot. Poor Zach Gore's coming in. They had the greatest defense in NFL history, if you want to just look at a triple crown, which nobody had won, right?
fewest points, most sacks, most takeaways. And they didn't lose, you know, but what, three times last year, and should have gone to a Super Bowl, and they did lose some talent, and now Zach Ertz got to come in. Oh, yeah, and they lost, you know, Denard Wilson and Anthony Weaver, and Zach Wilson's never called plays before. At least Mike McDonald had done it at Michigan, and it's like, oh, yeah, and we're going to give you a staff. And the only guy who's coached in the league a decade is an inside linebackers coach, and we're not going to go get you Leslie Frazier. Mike McDonald's going to go get him and take him to Seattle. You know what I mean? I feel like it was very naive how they set this up. And I wrote about it in the Washington Post, and 2 hours later they hired a guy I told them to hire, Dean Pease, which they should have done in the spring. So I think, it, you know, communication errors. I mean, when Kyle Hamilton and Roquan Smith don't look like all pros anymore, it might be the scheme and not the dudes. You know what I mean? Like it might be that the collective, that these guys are not being put in positions to thrive.
How much difference
can
Pease make?
And I think Dean Pease will help.
How much difference can he make, I mean, almost right away?
Well, I mean, I guess it would depend how much he's involved on the headset, which they're not, you know what I mean? Which they're not going to
tell us.
They're not going to tell us that, you know what I mean? But, like, is he going to be sitting right next to Zach Orr? You know what I mean? Like, is Orr going to stay on the sidelines, or is Orr going to maybe go upstairs? And is he going to have,
you're talking about,
you know,
Zach Orr's
in the booth with him?
This is Terry Orr's son, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, he's only 32, former player. Like, I
so
think
Zach is
great.
The D coordinator?
Zach's the D coordinator.
Wow,
of the Ravens,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, he's never done it before, and he's been around great coaches. And 3 years from now, he might be another NFL head coach, because that's what happens to, you know, Ravens defensive coordinators. But the staff got gutted, and the roster got gutted a little bit, and they didn't build up a whole lot of infrastructure. And Harbaugh can help, but, like, their offensive line coach also passed away in September, right? So, and the head coach has got a lot of other stuff to deal with. So I just think they really needed another veteran set of eyes and ears through the week, and you know, involved to some degree at least in game day. Now, I don't know how much changes this week, but I think it certainly can make a difference over time.
Well, Jason, with a defense that is scuffling a bit, and certainly in the past, what kind of threat do you think Jaden Daniels and this Washington offense is to getting a win this weekend?
I mean, I the Ravens have their hands full. You know, the one thing they can do is stop the run. Now, they haven't faced anybody, you know, who runs the ball with any real sort of tenacity or veracity. Like, Buffalo can, but Buffalo was down 21-3 early in that game. James Cook only touched the ball 10 times. Josh Allen's left hand was still banged up. He wasn't really running that much. So, like, you know, they haven't, you know, they faced Dallas, can't run the ball. You know what I mean? They faced the Raiders, can't run the ball. Like, the Bengals, you know, Bengals wanted to throw on them because it's a terrible secondary, and the Bengals don't run the ball that well. So this will be a different test for them, and it's a four-headed monster there in the run game. So, but saying all that, I think they'll hold up pretty well there. You know, this kid Travis Jones is legit. Justin, I gotta stop saying, Nnamdi Matabike is an All-Pro player. You know, they've got depth on the D-line. But you can throw the ball on them. I mean, you can throw the ball in all quadrants of the field on them. You can beat them on bubble screens. You can beat them on shallow crossers. Just go watch the Kansas City film from week one, and everybody's duplicated that. You can isolate Roquan Smith in coverage and get him in trouble. You know, the kid Trenton Simpson, who's replacing Patrick Queen, has got a long way to go in coverage. Kyle Hamilton, they refuse to really get in dime and let him be a robber. Now, I mean, some of the stuff might change with Dean Pease, but, like, he's not being put in a position to affect the ball enough. Marlon Humphrey's having a rough year. Like, he should be in the slot, but he's still playing primarily on the boundary. Communication errors. I mean, they're getting beat on deep balls. It's been a disaster. Like, they're bottom five defense when they sit back and play zone, if you look at opposing quarterback rating, and they're a bottom five defense when they blitz. Like, people are beating them both ways. So they've got some things they need to get cleaned up, undoubtedly. And again, I think Washington will find some joy.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Looking at the Jaden Daniels here, and you've watched a lot of football. Did you imagine him being that good?
No. I mean, eventually. I mean, you can go back to a lot of what I wrote in the Washington Post with the evaluators I trust for saying. Like, my guys are like, look, he's got even a higher upside than Caleb Williams. Now, can you get him there? How quickly can you get him there? The fact that he has been the best of breed so quickly among that cohort doesn't surprise me. The fact that you can make the case he's been a top three quarterback in the NFL through his first 6 weeks in the league, that surprises me. Especially when, look, I've not been a big Cliff Kingsbury guy. I think it's well documented how poorly it went with Kyler Murray. So, I don't think Cliff Kingsbury was the initial first choice because I don't think the head coach was the initial first choice. So I had some trepidation. How good is that offensive line? Will Kingsbury be committed to the run enough? Will they run the ball well enough to incubate this kid? And they checked every box. They double-checked every box, plus, 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 plus across the board. I wasn't banking on that. Did I think the kid could play and play winning football right away and show that he has the ability at times to be special? Yeah, I didn't think that we'd go 3 weeks through the season and the ball wouldn't touch the ground and they're not punting. Like, I didn't think that was happening.
Yeah, I can't imagine
that
many.
That
did,
was remarkable.
Talking with Jason Lockett for the Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or any grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. JLC, I know you got your show starting at 2:00 in Baltimore. Obviously, there's a ton of attention on this Ravens Commanders game, but I'd be nuts, because I know how unfiltered you are, to not ask you about this Jets, Robert Saleh, Aaron Rodgers situation.
About the liars. I'm going to say it like that.
Aaron wants you to know, Jason, that he had nothing to do with any of this.
Sure. But the Bobo owner already came out and said, I talked to him on the phone the night before he was fired. Like, come on.
And but he said he only talked about him getting 60,000 yards.
Right. Stop.
Yeah, right.
Stop. Look, this thing has been it's been a clown show, a gong show since they were pursuing him. I mean, the pursuit and how naive the pursuit was, and how they were putty in Mark Murphy's hands, and how this went from being addition by subtraction and how much of the contract do we have to eat to get him out of here, to these other guys are going to take the whole thing on. They're going to give us real value for it, and they're going to extend it. Like, and they're going to rework the thing and throw more future guarantees at him. I mean, it's only the Jets. I mean, if Snyder was still running that team, maybe it would have been that. There's only a few people. Haslam. I mean, even in a league where most owners are pretty horse bleep and really have no chance to win ever, even among that, lowest common denominator group in terms of really knowing how to win. This guy stands out as an absolute loser. So, no, it wasn't going to work. And then, you know, I mean, how could anybody who's ever been around a professional sports team watch Hard Knocks and think it was going to work? Like, and that's before the dude had even played a snap for him. And then he gets hurt. And if you watch the film in 2022, that's why nobody else besides the Jets was going to take him at face value and keep paying him that kind of money. And then he gets hurt, and he can't show up for mandatory work.
Yeah.
And then he comes out looking like garbage and only wants to throw to the running backs and chuck and duck. And then when he finally does push the ball downfield, he throws it 22 times to one guy to the point where they know where the ball's going, so let's just start picking it off. Nah, man. You know, it's good luck, man. I hope you're like me and faded the Jets. I like making money off Woody Johnson. Just fade Woody Johnson. It'll pay for everybody's Christmas presents, Hanukkah presents, birthday presents. You'll be fine. Just fade the Jets in the betting markets.
I love that. In the last week, I got to cover Commanders-Browns and watch what ownership has done to a really good defense. And then this week, I got to watch from afar as the Jets just imploded. And I got to remind myself as I sit in Ashburn, in the Commanders Park facility, that that stuff used to happen here, and it's over now. And it's a crazy feeling.
It is.
Long overdue. Long overdue. But, yeah, it's a joke. I mean, the Cleveland Browns are averaging 3.8 yards per play. Like that clown has played 17 games as their quarterback. They've got 27 offensive touchdowns in those 17 games. Like, they're converting 18% of their third downs. You know. All right, knock yourself out, Haslam.
I know you got a show to do. Starts at 2 o'clock, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Say hello to Ken. Thank you for making time for us, JLC.
All right, JLC. Cool, brother.
Will do. Thanks. D. Mitch, we're coming for you tomorrow, brother.
All right, man. Got me.
All right.
Jason.
Thanks,
take care, man.
Thanks, Jason. Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockham for a host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.